Welcome back to the Weekly Geekly. I'm Tori Kroll.
And I'm Mikey Kolsheen. And tonight, we're going to talk a couple of reviews to you people.
Reviews,
so open
reviews.
Up your ear holes. We're going to spew on in.
Ew. Get your eye holes.
Get your ear holes spewed in. Anyway. So we saw a new Batman movie, animated.
Yeah.
Which I was happy about, because nowadays with Batman movies, the new ones, I'm just like, back and forth. That's a Batman geek. You want to see stuff specifically, you know?
Right,
and different
right.
takes on Batman, and people play it safe a lot with Batman. But this new animated Batman movie we saw was called Gotham by Gaslight. And I thought it was pretty creative. It was a cool touch on Batman. Like,
it was.
It's the entire universe of Gotham if it was all in Victorian age, like early 19th century, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like Sweeney
Todd.
Some
of my favorite eras,
yeah,
right?
You love that shit.
I do.
You eat that shit up. I was happy to watch this movie with you.
Even though I always do my iconic Tory move where I fall asleep.
Yep, about halfway, three-fourths of the
yeah.
way through every movie we watch, Tori
Not
falls asleep.
Not every, but about good 85%.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's even more fair. You fall asleep through everything. And then
when it's in the afternoon. Let's
oh
all
my
be,
God.
And not in the movie theater. Let's
yes.
all be specific here.
Oh, my God.
When I'm at home on a couch watching a movie, I cannot promise I'm going to stay awake for the whole
it's
damn
like,
thing.
It's like a...
It's a curse.
Drug or something.
I'm so sorry. It's like a soothing rockabye to a baby. Like, it's just the noise and the picture, and it's just so soothing I fall asleep.
It just knocks you out like a drug.
It does.
Yeah.
It
but
does.
We watched this Gotham by Gaslight, and I thought that was a pretty cool take on it, the Victorian age Gotham, because you got to see them in that kind of a, like, reality, and everyone was a little different than what they were in the plain Jane Batman Gotham. Like, in this one, it ended up that his suit was so weird, man. It was like one big cape. I don't know. I honestly didn't really care for it, but it fit the timeline, you know what I mean? And, like, all the characters,
yeah.
they had their own little outfits and shit. Like, they had Catwoman and Ivy. And the bad guy in this one was Jack the Ripper, which I thought was cool as fuck. Like, why not?
It was an interesting take, I will give it that. It
right.
Was.
Like, why not have the most badass, brutal fucking slasher in that era as a Batman villain? Like, that's pretty cool. As a detective movie, too, more than anything. Because Batman's the world's greatest detective.
I think how the other characters revealed themselves in this was interesting.
Yeah, and I like that they kept it adult. Like, all of DC's Batman movies that are animated, they keep them all really adult. Like, they sweared in this. I could have sworn they dropped the F-bomb.
And they also had a lot of blood.
There was a scene... yeah, they did. There was a scene where Batman was running away and Selina Kyle rolls up in a chariot to rescue him. And she's like, get in! And then they're checking all the chariots to see where Batman is. And they open it up and they're just naked together. And as like a cover. And the guy's closing it and they roll away. And he goes, lucky fucker. I swear to God, we gotta go back and watch it. But I swear he says that. And I was like, Jesus. Like, this is a Batman movie. But then you start listening to the concepts they're throwing out and stuff, and some of the words they were using, I'm like, oh, this is an adult movie. This isn't for kids, you know? It's really good.
It's definitely not for kids.
And you'll never guess who Jack the Ripper is, like, honestly. It's pretty...
You'll have to tell me after this.
It comes out of nowhere, I'll say that.
Because we're not going to spoil it for you guys.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, I won't spoil it for anybody.
No. No spoilers. We need, like, a button for that. No spoiler alert. No spoiler alert.
Yeah, I need one of those.
Just so you know.
You just need to punch me in the leg every time I get close.
Yeah, yeah. He gets that reaction a lot. It's just a nice jab.
No, it's really good, though. Really good movie. Like, tight animation. They didn't try to go fancy with it. It was cool. And it was long enough to where you're like, okay, this is a satisfying movie. It wasn't, like, fast and stupid. And it wasn't too long, you know?
Right, right.
Right, right. It was that. It was right in that sweet spot, that sweet Batman spot.
Ooh. Mm. I like that sweet Batman spot. Hit me up
Bruce Wayne style. It was kind of weird to see Bruce Wayne in that era. I did not care for it, if we're going to be honest. He was like the wealthiest man in the city. Ha ha. Like, it's like, prancy, dancy. I don't know. Weird, like two steps away from being English Bruce Wayne.
It was a little weird. Like, it was a fair reach for the take that they wanted to take with Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I think Alfred was interesting. Or, like, you know what I'm saying?
Kind of made more sense with Alfred.
Yeah.
The butler. He's like,
they were all interesting. I think
their takes were different. Yeah.
Some of the accents were pretty cool in this.
Well, they didn't do British accents, which I was smart, because it's like, then they would have been in England, and Gotham isn't in England. No. It wouldn't have made sense. So it's like,
they just talked weird.
Yeah, but it is weird that Jack the Ripper in this one starts in Gotham. Like, I mean, it kind of makes sense, because the Batman, like, villains gravitate towards Batman.
Yeah, well, of course.
Of course.
It's Batman.
Batman. He's a dragnet for lunatics.
Yeah. But we're going to go for that.
If you guys are a fan of Batman, or you're into, like, detective movies even, I would watch this. Like, if you're a fan of that era even, like the Victorian early 1900s.
If you're just a fan twirling around on the ceiling, you might want to watch this.
Oh, God.
We're losing might her. Already be
we're
watching
We're losing
this.
Her, folks.
Just talking about a bunch of fans. So
Rocco, get the paddles.
Yeah, mascot. Do your job.
Do your job. Get over there.
Get your gerb.
So yeah, watch Gotham by Gathlight. It's pretty sweet. I'd give it, honestly, out of 5, I'd give it like a 4 out of 5.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good for what you normally rate stuff also, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty
like
hard
you gotta,
sometimes.
Right, you gotta be like a diehard fan to rate it like a 5 out of 5.
Well, to be honest, it's Batman, and I'm a sucker for most things that are Batman. Any animated Batman movie, it's going to be weird. They're going to have the weird cartoony take on it, but it's cool, you know?
I'm going to give it a 3.8 out of 5.
You're going to keep going into these weird sub-categories. Like 3.15
One
to the fifth. To the third power.
3.14.
You keep getting more technical.
Just a pie.
I'm giving it a pie.
Yeah, I'm going to do 3.8. I would give it 2 more points if they added another villain or so, but...
So then you'd make it 5.8?
Yes.
You're just insane. You can't rate a movie 5.8 out of 5. That just doesn't work. I mean, I guess... No, we're not going to... This is... You're breaking me right now. This doesn't work. If I fold here, then all else fails. It's like the floodgates open. And then
I understand.
Society as we know will end, Tori.
It's okay.
Alright.
I understand what is
so the no point eight.
I understand what is at stake.
3.5 or whatever, yeah.
Alright.
Fucking lunatic.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, Gotham by Gaslight.
Gotham by Gaslight.
Also, I'm gonna ramble a little bit about a new book I read.
He just really enjoys it, so don't mind him jumping.
Woo! Yeah, we're leapfrogging on, people.
Boing.
This is a double review episode.
Double.
Woo! I read a new Star Wars graphic novel. It was a Darth Maul one, which really kind of piqued my curiosity. Because you don't see a lot of Darth Maul stuff out there. Other than, like, his spot on the Clone Wars TV show, which explained a lot, and Rebels, stuff like that. You don't see a lot of books. So I was really excited when I found it. And I got it at local store, Krypton Comics, because they have a shit ton of stuff.
So, what can you tell us about this Darth Maul character?
In this book?
Yeah.
Okay, so this book takes place before the Phantom Menace, when he's Darth Sidious's apprentice. He's still Darth Sidious's apprentice, but it's before the movie. It's like when he's training to do that. So he hasn't revealed himself to the Jedi yet. He's still in the shadows. But he has this bloodlust, and he like wants to fulfill it so bad, and he keeps almost like interacting with the Jedi. You know what I mean? Like, he'll stalk them and be, like, in the shadows of where they are, and they can sense him, but he won't reveal himself, and then he'll leave. And each time it, like, gives him a thrill, you know? He, like, wants to kill the Jedi so bad. And the reason, it kind of explains why he feels the way he does. Like, the Emperor puts the thoughts in his head about the Sith War with the Jedi back in the day when they killed a bunch of the Sith, and now there's only two. They do the rule of two now because of that war. And so he wants revenge on the Jedi for minimizing the Sith. And he's so fucking bloodthirsty, he's going out and killing all these crazy fucking beasts. Like, I think they're called... I'm not even gonna fucking remember the name of them. It starts with an R, but it's those big spaghetti monsters in Force Awakens. They look like big meatballs with eyes and, like, giant mouths and shit. Remember?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
They're so crazy.
I'm failing right now. Yes. Pictures. I enjoy pictures. I'm like one of those picture dictionary people. I like pictures.
Rathtar.
Spaghetti monsters.
See that thing? It's like a giant fucking squid face eyeball squid ball. It's weird. But he's going out and fighting like packs of those shit and like pirates and all this stuff.
Looks like a Rick and Morty
character. And the Emperor is still like, dude, don't reveal yourself. He's even like, I swear to God, you do that shit and you're in trouble. You know what I mean? Don't show them who you are yet. My plan is later. You're my weapon. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And he does this favor for the Emperor and kills a bunch of pirates, and then finds out that a Padawan, a Jedi Padawan, has been captured, and someone's auctioning her off to the highest bidder in the Outer Rim, like way out outside of Republic rule, so it's like outside of safe space. And he's like, holy shit, I can go kill a Padawan, why not go to this? And he hires a bunch of bounty hunters to go with him. And they pretty much just go in there and murk, you know what I mean, after a while. And twist and turns, he gets to face this Padawan, and shit gets real. Like, Darth Maul is a beast, and if you're a huge fan of that kind of, like, acrobatic fighting and shit, you'll like this comic, because he is, like, a creative fighter, you know? It's pretty cool.
I like that.
And he goes into the anger and the hatred of the Sith and, like, the passion a lot. Like, the inner monologue is really cool. I love how they have those in these books.
I enjoy how you storytell about the storytelling.
Ooh. I'm not going to give it all away, though, because I want people to go out and buy it.
Well, of course.
It's really not that much.
Where can you buy it?
$17. Any comic book store. If they don't have it, ask them to order it in, and they'll
order
it in
for you. Let's name a few comic
you.
Stores for the people of Omaha, or ones that have newly moved here, or ones that don't even live here, and you should just come for those.
Yeah. Well, there's Dragon's Lair. There's a couple locations.
Krypton.
There's
Legends.
Yep. Ground Zero Hobby.
Ground Zero.
Half Price Books.
Yep. Borders has some.
I don't know. Most bookstores have at least some comic books.
But I'm saying comic stores.
Yeah, those are the main ones.
If we haven't named you, we're so sorry.
We haven't really gone to you before then.
Yeah, but we'd love to know about you. Yeah.
Comic book stores. The blood of America. keeping it going. Because honestly, like, yeah, you can download this shit on your iPad and listen to it. Read it. But there's something different about owning the book. And, like, trading with your friends and fucking, I don't know, having it forever and being able to go back and relive that little memory that you had. It's cool. I like it. I love collecting these books.
I mean, we have a whole rack of them and a bookcase and
right.
We continue to add.
Them. I'll keep reading them and reviewing them.
I know. You could do an episode on the same shit for at least 3 or 4 episodes. Just find different stuff to talk about.
We should do more comic book reviews now. We haven't done some in a while.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something we'll bring back, but you'll have to stay tuned.
Yeah. You know why else they should stay tuned?
Why?
Patreon.
Patreon?
Yeah.
Patreon. Why don't you tell our friends about Patreon?
Patreon is a website where you can support your local bands, artists, podcasters, and we made a page, and It's for anyone who wants to support us on our dreams of doing cons and getting booths at cons for more content and just going out and seeing more stuff so we can show you guys what we saw. So if you feel like supporting us in any way, there's donations that are monthly, and it starts like at $1 is the minimum, $1 a month, and you get all this extra stuff that we're putting out just for you guys that you can't hear on the episodes, whether it's behind the scenes stuff or special readings from different books that we like or even photos. You know, we're doing a lot of different stuff that only you can see on Patreon for these donations. And there's also rewards. So the low tiers are like 1, 3, 5, 7, and then there's a 15. And I think there's like some free t-shirts eventually when we order more, free buttons, stuff like that. And yeah, so there's a lot you can get for your donation that comes out. So if you feel like supporting us at all, there you go.
Patreon.
Patreon.com/theweeklygeekly. And hit us up with that $1, son. We'll get you some extra stuff. Right now we have readings from the Jedi Path, which is the Jedi Instruction Manual. We've got the first 3 chapters out right now, so give those a listen. $1 a month and you get it all.
$1 a month.
Whoop, whoop. And you get a shout out on the fucking episode. We'll let you pick a super fight. Tell us who you think would win. All that shit. Give us an episode suggestion. If you want something covered, we'll do it for you. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we love to know your guys' feedback. We enjoy to know what you guys are into, to be honest. It kind of, I don't know, it steers us into what we get into next. So give us your feedback. Give us your opinions. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like.
And it even gets us into new stuff that we might like.
Yeah, be nerds, yo.
Because it's fun to, like,
nerd it up.
Find new stuff. I remember the first time I found, like, Star Wars or Batman or the Hulk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's fun to find something and then find different versions of it. I love that. That's my whole thing about geeking out, is I'll find a regular Hulk thing and then a crazy alternate universe Hulk thing. You know what I mean? Like, I love that kind of stuff.
You know what else I love?
What?
Macabre scents. Candles.
Let's take a minute and
appreciate the shit out of
Macabre scents.
Macabre Scents was established in 2015. They specialize in scented candles and solid perfumes with a darker twist, taking only the best soy wax and essential oils to recreate some of your favorite horror and cult classic films within a candle. Night of the Living Dead, The Craft, Nightmare on Elm Street, Hocus Pocus, Evil Dead, and Psycho, just to name a few. Want something a little more unusual? Macabre Scent store owner Candace is the inventor of the Phobia Candle. Are you afraid of spiders, dark woods, or even coffins? Macabre Scent has a candle for that, taking a combination of essential oils to create or soothe your fears. Macabre Scent is on Etsy at Macabre Scent Store. Also find Macabre Scent on Instagram and Facebook for shop updates and pics. Smell the fear. Discover the strange and unusual with Macabre Scents. From January 1st until February 14th, if you use the coupon code
UNUSUAL,
you will get $10 off of purchase of $30 or more on Etsy.
UNUSUAL. And we're back. Thank you guys for all of your listens. Thank you in Japan and Great Britain. We see you.
Japan and Great Britain.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Japan, I don't know if you can like understand me or if there's subtitles, because that'd be kind of cool.
We need those.
If you guys have Facebook, get on Facebook, give us some likes, spread the love. You know, we are on Instagram and Twitter as well.
I love subtitles.
At Weekly Geek Tweet. So,
are you
hit us up on there.
Me?
Subtitle you? I don't know.
Yeah. Are you going to subtitle
cool.
me?
No.
Oh, Someone should subtitle me.
No. You know what I did kind of think was cool, though? I started talking to this guy on Facebook who does crazy animations about doing an animation for us. How would you think about being a cartoon?
I've already told you. I don't mind.
Yeah? I think that would be badass.
Yeah.
We should do it. But I don't know what we would make a cartoon of. We should talk about this.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I would like to be a cartoon.
We should do a themed cartoon.
I'd like to be a funny, costumed, what's that, raunchy, like Deadpool-y type cartoon.
Yeah. You know, make something like that. Like a cartoon version, but us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's what I want.
Make us both in Deadpool suits.
Well, can't we both?
That'd be funny. Just like two of us.
Pick your own character.
I'll be Cable.
No. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You can do what you want, but yeah. Not Deadpool.
You can be Deadpool and I'll be Cable.
All right.
Yeah.
It's two.
That'd be fucking cool. We should do that. I'll talk to those people.
All right.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well?
Well?
Thank you all for stomaching us. We really appreciate you. This episode was also brought to you by BPI Multimedia.
BPI Multimedia.
The only place to get your senior pictures, wedding shoots, couple shoots. The only place to get your
senior pictures, wedding shoots, couple shoots. Oh, anything. I'm sorry. Were you doing this?
Yeah, I didn't know who was doing this, but anything. I'm doing it now.
I'm doing it.
You're just repeating what I'm saying. Shut up.
You're just repeating what I'm saying.
BPI Multimedia. Well, thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate you guys that keep listening to us and telling us what you like. It's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Instagram, Twitter, all the fucking social media weird shit. We're on it. Woo!
And if you have not lost too many brain cells after that, continue listening to us.
Wow. Well, in honor of Mace Windu, I'm Mikey Colshane.
I'm Tori Kroll.
And you've been listening to
The Weekly Geekly.
You know, yes, I got to say that if you're listening, guys, you can't get better than if you want the fast, the freaky, the weird and wonderful, and the eclectic nature of alternative lifestyle, viewed through the prism. But outside of status, with a little bit of rock and roll and metal thrown in, then you cannot do better than the Weekly Geekly.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.